Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. China is agreeing to scrap some export subsidies on a range of products, everything from metals to agriculture to textiles, as part of a deal with U.S. trade regulators. In agreeing to end the program, which provided export subsidies of some $1 billion over 3 years to Chinese companies, U.S. trade officials say it's an effort by Beijing to reduce friction with Washington. Mike Froman is a U.S. trade representative and says the subsidies were allowing China to get around World Trade Organization rules.
These Chinese subsidies were doing exactly that, thereby distorting the global market and disadvantaging American exporters, including manufacturers in Texas, farmers and medical device makers in California, and the textile industry in Oregon.
Still, some industry execs remain skeptical about the deal's impact, given remaining disputes with China over the supports it gives to many of its industries, including the steel industry. The U.S. had complained to the WTO about China's trade practices. Russia is denying its Air Force violated any international rules when fighter pilots flew repeatedly over a U.S. warship in international waters. From Moscow, Charles Maines has this update on reactions to the provocative incident earlier this week in the Baltic Sea.
Russia's defense ministry says its fighter jets were on training runs and that the American warship was close to the Russian naval base in Kaliningrad. Even then, Russian officials say their pilots turned away in full compliance of safety measures and international rules regarding neutral waters. U.S. officials tell a different story. They say the Russians violated military norms when the jets flew, quote, dangerously close to the American ship, making multiple simulated attack runs, at one point coming within 30 feet of the U.S. vessel. The incident is the latest in a series of near skirmishes between Russian and Western forces amid a cooling in relations. Critics say the Kremlin has routinely violated sovereign and international boundaries to test Western defenses, raising fears of a direct confrontation. For NPR News, I'm Charles Maines in Moscow.
Thousands of protesters are expected at a Republican fundraiser in New York tonight, with all three remaining GOP presidential hopefuls in attendance. As NPR's Sarah McCammon reports, the focus of the protest is on the frontrunner.
The New York State Republican Gala is a $1,000 a plate black tie dinner hosted by the state GOP. Billionaire Donald Trump, Texas Senator Ted Cruz, and Ohio Governor John Kasich are all scheduled to speak. Protesters organizing online are planning a march outside the event in Midtown Manhattan. A Facebook post called on activists to, quote, take a stand against racism and white supremacy and shut down Trump. Trump is hoping for a delegate sweep in New York's primary next Tuesday, but even in his home state, he remains unpopular with many members of the party's establishment, whom he's likely to see tonight. Sarah McCammon, NPR News, New York.
Stocks wavered between small losses and small gains today before closing mixed. The Dow was up 18 points at 17,926. The Nasdaq closed down a point. The S&P was up a fraction. You're listening to NPR. A judge in Connecticut has ruled a lawsuit can go forward against the maker of a rifle used in the 2012 Sandy Hook Elementary shootings. Superior Court judge saying the federal law protecting gun makers from lawsuits does not prevent lawyers for the families of the Sandy Hook victims from arguing that the Bushmaster XM-15, a military-style semi-automatic rifle, should not have been sold to civilians. 20 children and 6 adults died in the shooting when 20-year-old Adam Lanza opened fire at the school. Lanza, who shot his mother before going to the school, later shot and killed himself. Dozens of wounded service members bicycled through the south lawn of the White House today. It was all part of an annual rehabilitation ride. NPR's Scott Horsley reports President Obama paid tribute to the cyclists and said America is committed to serving them just as they served their country.
On a glorious spring day for a bicycle ride, a boisterous crowd welcomed the wounded warrior to the White House grounds. President Obama saluted the cyclists, many of whom are using adaptive bikes for the 50-plus mile ride.
You represent what's best about our nation, and I hope all of the American people along the route will come out and show their support for these heroes, not just today, but every single day.
The ride aims to boost wounded service members' physical well-being while also calling attention to their sacrifice. It's sponsored by the Wounded Warrior Project, which ousted two executives last month after questions were raised about the group's spending. Scott Horsley, NPR News, the White House.
Crude oil futures prices closed lower today. The price of oil was down 26 cents a barrel to end the session at $41.50 a barrel on the New York Mercantile Exchange. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News in Washington.